The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. These stories need to slow your roll. Are you kidding me? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. You like Halloween?
Yeah.
I enjoy Halloween. I'm not an aficionado, but I enjoy the season. Season being the key word. Mm-hmm. Like late September through Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I consider that to be the spooky season. Home Depot just announced they're rolling out their Halloween collection.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes. And I'll tell you why. The demand from consumers for these animatronics is so huge. It's like a world you're not aware of.
It's crazy.
It is. And just because my daughter Ava is a part of that world.
Yes.
Every year. Like, this was a big deal that they released these so you could see the animatronics ahead of time. First of all, there's Summerween, which is a huge
trend.
Seems
to become a thing.
So folks want it for Summerween parties, which is a halfway to Halloween party.
Right.
It's exactly what it sounds like. But also, they get really excited because these things are so expensive.
Yes.
It's like a budgeting plan thing.
Well, I just did a deep dive on why. And the Summerween thing that you mentioned, that's a big deal. That's becoming a thing like 6 months to Halloween. And the other thing is, and this didn't even dawn on me, with all the tariffs that come and go.
Yeah.
They're affordable now, but there might be a giant tariff on this stuff 3, 4, 5 months from now. So they're getting it out there before any of that has a chance to happen.
They want to make sure they get as much of our money.
Yes.
As humanly possible. So why not start in
now,
April?
With all that being said, there's a really cool skeleton thing on the way. Skelly? I think they call it Skelly.
Is it the 12-foot thing?
Yes. If you walk into any Home Depot, you'll see the 12-foot, you know, skeleton. And it's up there for months. But They've added to it. Now, using an app on your phone, you can change the color of its eyes, the lights.
Okay.
And better yet, you can record stuff and it'll say it back.
Wait a minute.
So you could, like, if you wanted to mess with Steve, like, you could record something on your phone and be like, Steve, don't forget to take the dog out, you know, and the skeleton.
Steve!
You can do whatever you want. I love that there seems to be more and more documentaries being made about country artists. I'm very excited for this one. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Yeah, Lainey Wilson, and that's coming out on the 22nd of this month. But just this week, they released a trailer for it. So we got our first look at it. And she's being pretty candid about her fertility journey. Lainey Wilson, we don't know much more. We just see her in a gown saying she's freezing her eggs.
I'm putting my babies on ice.
That's verbatim what she said.
That's exactly how she said it.
She's always said that she's felt in her heart she's called to be a mama.
Right.
She said, quote, but sometimes the Lord just has other plans. So she's 33. And she says, I'm going to freeze my eggs and put them babies on ice. So we don't know. Is it because she can't? Is she doing it for a surrogate?
Right.
We have no idea.
Right.
So just that alone is going to get me to watch the show.
Right. Right.
I'm like, I got to know. I got to find out.
It's one of those things that she has worked so long to get to where she is. Mm-hmm. I almost wonder if she's afraid to take a breath. And take some time off. Like Carrie Underwood was at the peak of her career when she decided to start having kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it, as far as I can remember, it didn't affect her career at all.
Well, I would not say it did at all either. She says that it's just been a whirlwind. She's a performer. She's an artist. She's a songwriter. And she said, I'm just the girl that's going to shake everybody's hand. But sometimes I get just about peopled out.
Yeah.
And I could see that.
Yeah. And it's nonstop. And she has been... Since she got her, I'll call it her big break, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, it's been nonstop. Like she has toured one tour on top of another. She's done hundreds of shows per year. And the flip side of this is it's like we all work.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to go to work every day.
Right.
We're lucky if we get 2 weeks off during the year. Like this is not something that is exclusive to somebody who's an artist.
Correct.
If you're a doctor, a nurse, a whatever, you're working around the clock. Well, all the time. So it's like, you put fertility into that equation,
right,
and babies and starting a family, and that's a lot to juggle.
Well, just choosing to, you know, okay, my life is going to totally change.
Right.
I'm going to have children. I'm going to be a parent. I'm just being able to make that decision. It's got to be scary.
Yeah.
When you've worked so hard for that kind of fame.
I hope she's not waiting for, quote, the right time. Because there, for me personally, there's never a right time.
No.
There was, when I started my family, we had no money.
Broke.
We were broke. And it's kind of like, well, let's wait until I get a better job. Or
right.
Let's, my wife was in school at that point, and she had, you know, had finished college, but she was in her master's program.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, do we wait until you're done with that? And I can't juggle a work and school and a baby at the same time. There's never a right time.
I've talked to my daughter about this.
Never a right time.
She's made it clear she wants a family, but she's like, well, first we're going to do this, because she's timelined everything. She's just got that kind of personality, Morgan
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
And now she's like, and then we're going to move to Maine, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do that. So
I feel like in her house somewhere, she has a giant whiteboard.
Yeah.
And there's a timeline, and she's just Xing stuff off as it's
exactly.
happening. TJ, you still got it in you? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can you still hang? Shot. Come on, man. It's never too early for shots. Your B-Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
Nope. My days of hard socializing are behind me.
Come on, TJ, you're too old.
I can't do it. Hard socializing for me has slowly disappeared.
Yes.
I used to love hard socializing. Go to the bar.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a whole season. It wasn't just a day.
Oh,
it was multiple weekends.
And we'd go, oh, my, and take over the jukebox.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Done.
Yeah.
There is a new phrase that I'm embracing, and it's called soft socializing. See what I'm saying?
It's a little more relaxing.
The shots days are behind
you. You're just hanging out. But it's different now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It really is. It's a soft socializing. This is where, you know, you go and maybe you're part of a quilting club.
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
You know, because we women, we still want to make friends.
Yes.
It's hard to make friends as an adult, especially an older woman. Obviously, you're making friends when you're hard socializing at the bar. But what do you do if you're soft socializing?
Is this whole movement about making new friends or staying connected to your current friends?
Making new friends.
Okay.
Making friends, period.
All right.
So you still want to socialize, right? You still want to get out and see other people. You don't want to be just secluded in your home.
Yeah.
So it's more focused on low pressure activities, hobbies, group events, where conversations happen naturally, you know, making it easy to connect and form friendships. However, I need some ideas for some soft socializing events that I could
great
be part of this.
I want you to get your gals together.
My gals. Okay.
Get your gals. And I would say get an Uber, but you won't need one because nobody's going to be blitzed. So
no,
it's not going to matter. So
maybe. Plus, I want to leave when I want to leave.
Yeah. You can have a group that goes and like vending machine consulting, where you go into different places as a group and you're like, you know, there's not a lot of healthy choices in this. So you make a list.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you can keep in touch with the vending companies and be like, you know, at this particular location, you guys could probably use more soft drinks that are diet related.
Oh, my. Maybe I should start with something a little bit. I don't know.
A little more higher key than that?
A little more of the norm. Have you ever Mahjong? I want to learn how to play
this
that.
This is the game with the tiles, right?
Yes. And it's called, I think I'm pronouncing it right, Mahjong.
You know, there is
Mahjong. I don't know. I really want to learn how to play it.
There is a pretty active dominoes group play thing going on here in Rochester.
What do you mean dominoes?
Domino. Our Dem Jones, who works with us,
uh-huh.
one of our buddies down the hall at the Buzz, is big on the domino scene. Like there's groups that get together at pubs to play
scene?
Dominoes. They get together to play dominoes.
There's a scene?
There is a whole scene.
No, I can't do that. No, because then I'll just make fun of myself.
Okay, what if you did?
I think it's Mei Zhong.
I got it. No, I got it.
What?
Instead, it's a Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing, but it's more Bridgerton. So instead of fighting lions and dragons and other people, you're just, okay, let's see, roll your 10D. Okay. Oh, okay. Now you have a choice where you can go to the party with the prince.
Oh my gosh.
Or you can work out in the gardens with the gardener who you don't know is secretly wealthy.
Okay.
So it's Dungeons and Dragons for chicks.
That does kind of sound fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tea.
We're in.
It's your country music news with the B Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.
If you missed the big concert announcement yesterday, Zach Top is coming to CMAC Saturday, August 8th, the Cold Beer and Country Music Tour 2026. Tickets for that go on sale next Friday, the 17th at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com. I can't believe next Friday is the middle of April already. School's almost over.
Oh,
it'll
my
be Christmas
gosh.
Before you know it.
All right, slow down.
I'll be retired.
Down. Oh, man.
Living at the ranch.
There we go. There we go.
You probably never guessed that Morgan Wallen is actually an indie rock kind of guy. I can see that. He was recently being interviewed. He said, I really just like the sounds and how compressed and how clean they are and how that all goes together. He says, that's what I listen to most right now. I don't know these bands, but he's a big fan of The War on Drugs and Nothing But Thieves.
Okay.
So if you listen to those guys, you there got something go. In common with Morgan Wallen. 2026 Academy of Country Music Award nominees were announced yesterday morning. The ladies absolutely dominating. Megan Maroney leads with 9 nominations, followed by Miranda Lambert, who has 8. Ella Langley and Lainey Wilson tied with 7. You can catch the ACM Awards. It's on Prime Video, but you do not have to be a subscriber. You can just click it, and it'll be there May 17th, starting at 8 o'clock. So the big one, Entertainer of the Year, Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, Cody Johnson, Megan Maroney, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, Lainey Wilson.
Entertainer of the Year, is that based on their I think road, it's like the concerts?
Touring, sales, okay. I think it's everything. Female Artist of the Year, Kelsey Ballerini, Miranda, Ella, Megan, Lainey. I just need to use their first names, like Sharon, Madonna. Male Artist of the Year, Luke Combs, Riley Green is up there this year. Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, Zach Top.
Wouldn't that be amazing if Zach Top won?
Out of nowhere.
And then he came here and we were able to all sing and congratulate him together.
And we could be like, remember when you played our stage last year? And now you're here again. Female Artist of the Year. There's a lot of new names on this one. Avery Anna, Mackenzie Carpenter, Dasha, Caroline Jones. Caroline, if you're not familiar with her, she plays with Zach Brown Band. And has working on a country career, like a solo career for a while. And she's got a record deal now. So you'll probably hear a lot more about her soon. And an artist named Emily Ann Roberts. New Male Artist of the Year, Gavin Adcock, Vincent Mason, Shaboozy, Hudson Westbrook, Tucker Wetmore.
Oh.
That one I think is pretty easy to guess who's going to win
you
that one.
You think Shaboozy's going to take that home?
Shaboozy or Tucker.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody else, no disrespect to anybody else on there, but they made the biggest impact in country. It's Shaboozy for sure in the past year. But man, Tucker Wetmore has blown up this year.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brathen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brathen wherever you get your podcasts.